It just needs a second to warm up.
Oh, cool.
All right. The Punisher. Want and willful death and destruction. Gotta love that. Hey, little dudes. What's that?
A lie detector.
Book 'em, Dano. Where'd you get it?
My science teacher built it and let me take it home to do some extra credit work.
Can I try it?
Sure, give me your arm. Okay, now, when you tell the truth, the green light will go on and the machine will beep. Watch. Cody, what is your name?
Cody Lampert. Hey, I was right.
Well, what happens if someone tells a lie? Here, I'll show you. Cody, I want you to answer yes to whatever I ask you, even if it's a lie.
You got it, dude.
Are you a girl?
Yes.
Do you sell life insurance?
Yes.
Have you ever been abducted by aliens from Mars?
Yes. Whoa. Then it wasn't a dream.
Question to ask. Why are you spending $52 on a subscription to Tractor Pull Digest?
Oh, well, honey, I know that sounds like a lot of money, but it's not just for the subscription. With it, you also get a touch-tone tractor phone. And a t-shirt.
It says we do it in the mud.
Which I won't be actually wearing.
Hey, guys, have we got good news for you?
Yeah, JT and I just got jobs at the new 50s Cafe.
Isn't that cool?
10 million people out of work and they hired you?
Why is that such a shock?
Because around here, you don't do diddly.
That's because around here, you don't pay diddly.
Hey, everybody, guess what I got today?
I don't know, Barky, a matching leash and collar?
Oh, JT... You're gonna wish you hadn't said that. I was just down at the 50s Cafe.
Oh, really? I just got a job there. I'm a waitress.
I know.
And I'm a waiter.
I know. I got a job there, too. I'm the assistant manager. Which means I'm your boss. Bow. Wow.
Okay, JT. Way to butter up the boss.
Everything's all set up. Anything else, Mr. Passarelli?
Good. Now, Dana, you're my assistant manager, so I'm counting on you to run a tight ship.
No problem. You're the boss.
That's right. I'm the boss. I own this place. I bought it with my wife's money.
Oh, will she be coming down here too?
No, never. She'd kill me if she knew I bought a restaurant. She thinks I bought a photomat booth.
You mean you're never going to tell her about the cafe?
Oh, I will, but after this is a big success, and that's where you come in.
I'll do my best.
Now, I know Karen and JT are your family, but you're in charge. So as long as you're here, you have to pretend you're not related to them.
Wait a second. I get paid to pretend I'm not related to JT? Hmm? Talk about your dream job.
Well, what do you think, Mr. Passarelli?
Karen, that is a great look for the restaurant.
And even more important, it's a great look for me.
We're all ready to go, Mr. Passarelli.
Good. Dana, this is Scott and Billy, the cooks. Scott and Billy, this is Dana, my assistant manager.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, you know Karen?
Of course they do. They're boys. Where's JT?
He's putting on his uniform. He's not real happy about it.
Man, this beanie is totally lame. I feel like Ozzie and Harriet's rabbi.
Listen, cubby. The beanie's part of the whole 50s look. So lose the attitude or lose the job.
Ooh. I'd like to see my assistant manager kick a little butt. It almost feels like I did it myself.
Okay, crew. It's almost time to open. Everybody go punch in. Oh, and if anybody needs to make a pit stop, they better go now.
Okay, I'll go, but I really don't have to.
Oh, no, not you, Mr. Passarelli. You're the boss.
That's right, I'm the boss. And if I don't have to go, I'm not going.
Well, it's almost time to open.
That's right, I'll go unlock the door. That must be the DJ I hired. Hi.
Hey, sorry, Mr. P. I'll fix those brakes right after work.
Well, I gotta go. I'm taking my wife out to lunch.
Oh, where are you taking her?
Wherever she wants to go. Oh, my God. What if she wants to come here to eat? Listen, if I come back here with a very large woman, you don't know me.
We're open. Man your stations. Chop, chop. Cody, get the turntables. Grab those menus, JT.
Hi, and welcome to the 50s Cafe. Can I get you something to drink?
Yes, we'd like some water. Chubby.
That's Cubby. Oh.
Excuse me. But here at the 50s Cafe, the customer is always right. So go get that water, Chubby. He's a little sensitive about his weight.
Frank, I really appreciate you being my guinea pig for this little experiment.
Glad to help, Mark.
Ready, Dad?
Ready.
What is your full name?
Franklin Delano Lambert.
No, I'd have lied about that one.
I usually do, son.
You know, this really ticks me off. I keep asking these delicate moments people to take my name off their mailing list, but they keep sending me these lingerie catalogs anyway. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, me neither, honey.
Frank, what do you know about these lingerie catalogs?
Nothing.
Why, Frank Lambert, are you putting my name on the mailing list?
Of course not. Yeah, honey, I tell you, there's something wrong with this machine.
Carol, I just want to say Dana's a slime-sucking, bottom-feeding barrel of pond scum.
JT, that is my daughter you're talking about.
I know, that's why I cleaned it up.
I've never worked so hard in my entire life, and I'm head cheerleader.
You know, I think you kids just aren't used to working hard. When I was your age, I was going to school and working a 10-hour day. All right. It was a 5-hour day. Don't lie! There was a paper route. Now take this thing off of you.
Okay, 2 chili burgers, a vanilla shake, and a root beer. Coming right up.
Okay, we got a major dedication coming your way. This one's from Peter to Laura. He says he's sorry he stretched your sweater, but he had a really good time at the movies last night.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Well, it's not fast enough. Karen, table 4 is ready for their check.
I'm working on it.
What is taking so long?
Well, there's a cue boy at that table, so I'm drawing a happy face and signing my name. It's my way of saying, even though I look out of reach, I'm not.
Karen, this is a restaurant, not the Love Connection.
Dana, I've been working for 4 hours. $50 without a break. Cut me some slack. I'm your sister.
Not here. Here, you're my employee. My slow employee, okay? So knock off with the artwork. As long as I'm the boss, I don't want to see any happy faces.
Don't worry, you won't. Hello.
Boy, am I beat.
Me too. If I don't get a break soon, I'm gonna die. What is this? A mannequin festival? There are people out there who need service.
Hey, give us a break. We're doing the best we can.
Well, your best stinks.
Yeah, well, not as much as working for you.
Hey, you can't talk to me like that. I'm your boss.
Not anymore. I quit.
Me too.
Here, I think you know what to do with this.
Hey, what's going on out here? Karen, are you quitting?
You bet I am.
And we quit too.
What?
The only reason we put up with you is so we could look at Karen.
Wow, how about that? I'm a fringe benefit.
Wait a minute. You guys don't have to quit. Karen, you've got to come back to work.
No way.
Please, you're my sister.
Oh, no. Not here. Here, I am just your employee. Your slow employee. Who happens to be free tonight if anyone's interested?
I'm interested, too. I'm out of here, too. Hasta la vista, baby.
Fine. Leave. Who needs you, you little creep? I can handle this myself. Hi. May I help you?
Yes, we're here with our mommy and me group. We'd like a table for 12 with 6 high chairs.
Sam, we're ready to order.
Hey, where's my cheeseburger?
Hey, I ordered some chili. Where is it?
She's my lackety-wop, my dackety-boo.
Didn't make too much of a mess.
Oh, it's no problem. We were gonna hose down the ceiling anyway.
Hey, how long does it take to make a cheeseburger?
And where's my side of chili?
You'll have it in a minute. Cody, I need you in the kitchen. I have more orders for you.
Well, once again, we have to take a short break while your host with the most gets out those BLTs on toast. This one goes out to table number 9 because they've been waiting 45 minutes for their order. Oh!
Oh, wow. Look at this place. Isn't it great?
Looks like that movie, American Graffiti.
Oh, I love that movie. You know, I'm still looking for the blonde and the white teeth.
Yeah, well, keep your eyes open, Frank. You never know when she might show up.
Yeah, right.
Hi, welcome to the Fitch's Cafe. Smokey or unsmokey?
Hey, now. It's us. We just came down to see how you're doing.
I'm fine. Everything is under control. I'm fine.
That's fine.
We're Karen and JT.
They quit.
Why?
I don't know. I guess they couldn't handle the pressure.
Miss!
Shut up! I'm busy.
Don't you have any help at all?
Sort of.
Okay, who had the double onion burger with this really gross-looking cheese on it? Okay, dude. But if I was you, I'd pop some breath mints before I kissed the missus, you know what I'm saying?
Is my cheeseburger coming or not?
It's coming. It's coming. Mom, Frank, I am dying here. You've got to help me out.
You want us to wait tables?
Please, I'd do it for you.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay, I wouldn't, but this is your chance to teach me how to be a better person.
Oh, come on, Frank. She needs some help.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, guys. The uniforms are in the back.
Oh, goody, uniforms.
I think I figured out why that guy's cheeseburger looks so gross. Do all the cheese slices have this weird plastic wrap all over them?
Yeah?
Okay, we're having a little recall on cheeseburgers.
Thank you.
doing a great job. But you're doing it too slow. Is there any chance you could forget you're middle-aged and kick it into overdrive?
I'd like to kick something into overdrive.
Okay, cheeseburger with Swiss and a double cheeseburger with fries. If you want anything else, just ask for Annette.
Hey, Annette. After work, you want to go to a drive-in?
You can try anything?
Of course not.
Then forget it.
Mom, there's food getting cold over here. Frank, those tables still need to be bussed. Let's hustle, 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 hustle. I know that Dana's being a little bossy, but she's not that bad.
Are you kidding? Leona Helmsley treated her help better than this.
Yeah, well, let's just get through tonight, and we'll deal with Dana later. Frankie, Annette, what is this, a beach party? We've got work to do. Let's move that poodle skirt.
Or we'll deal with her right now.
Dana, can I speak to you for a minute, please? We have a little problem that only the assistant manager can handle. What's the problem?
The assistant manager.
Hey, what's this? Put me down. Dana, we are your parents, and we don't like the way you're treating us.
I'm sorry, but I can't treat you like parents. I have to treat you like employees. I'm the boss.
Yeah, but Dana, being the boss doesn't mean bossing everyone around. Frank and I wouldn't dream of treating our employees the way you do. In fact, if we did, we wouldn't have any employees.
Have I been that bad?
Well, let me put it this way, Dana. If this were the land of Oz, a big house would have dropped on you.
Dana, being the boss means motivating people, creating an atmosphere where people want to work hard. People don't want to do anything if their boss is yelling at them all the time. You have to treat people the way you'd want to be treated.
You're right. I'm sorry. I guess I just got carried away.
That's okay. Don't be too hard on yourself. You're only 16. It takes a while to learn what we slow, middle-aged folk know.
I guess you're fine.
Dana?
Over here.
Oh, hi, Dana. How's it going? Everything under control?
Whoa! Fire! Oh, don't worry. I got it all under control. Everything's okay. Okay, is there anybody out there that likes their burgers really, really well done?
Oh, good one, Karen, right between the eyes. It's my turn.
Go ahead, JT. Waster.
This one's for Chubby.
Good, you guys are home. Dana has something she wants to say to you. Dana!
Go ahead.
I'm really sorry. Good night.
No. It's not quite enough.
What do you want me to do? Get down on my hands and knees and beg?
Begging works for me. How about you, Karen?
I like begging.
All right, look. I really am sorry about the way I acted. I mean, I wanted the restaurant to run smoothly, but that's no excuse for the way I treated you guys. I was mean and bossy and just basically a despicable human being.
And?
Don't push it, JT. Come on, Annette. There's a beach blanket upstairs with our name on it.
Cowabunga.
So, no hard feelings?
Of course not. I never hold a grudge.
Me either.
Good.